And Don from Rhode Island will tell us how he's getting balance in his life.
Hi, everyone. I'm a recovering addict. My name is Don. Extremely grateful to be here today clean. And when I say free from the drug alcohol, and I do not separate it, it is a drug. And also extremely nervous. I expected to see all the women in the women's meeting, you know, and in a very small meeting here. And but, you know, the lady who chaired the meeting, she said it for me. See, this is a meeting on balance. So for me, it's a meeting on seeking balance. Because I don't believe I'm there yet. And that's a yet for me, you know. Let me just qualify briefly because that's what I'm used to doing, you know. I used drugs for 20-some-odd years. I used them for 15, and for the last 5, they used me. My life was a total disaster. I had lost everything that I had worked for. For the first 30 years of my life, I had lost everything that I had worked for. And most of all, I had lost myself. I never felt good about who I was or what I had ever done in my entire life. And it's but for the grace of God that I found Narcotics Anonymous and have been able to do something about that. And not a lot, just a little. And if we're going to talk about balance, we're going to talk about not having any before I got here. Because all I did before I got here was get high. All the time. No matter what else I did in my life, it came second, third, fourth, and fifth to getting high. There was no balance at all. Work I did because I had to get high. Support the family I did because I had to because I got married. Be the son and the brother and all of the things that I was because that's what happened. You know, I have no choice, you know. Today, due to Narcotics Anonymous, I have choices. Sometimes I feel good about the balance that I have in my life. And sometimes I feel insane. And for me, that's balance. Because I don't do it all the time. It's not something that's constant anymore. For me, what I've come to realize is that balance, for me, is feeling good more often than I feel bad. And that's what I seek, is a balance of feeling good. And how I seek that varies week to week. Some weeks I seek balance by going to 10 or 12 meetings, and some weeks I seek balance by going to 2 or 3. It depends on how I feel. It depends on what I need. And what I need, I get in Narcotics Anonymous. Since I've come to the program, I've gotten a lot of the outside things in my life back. A lot of the sports activities that I do, and people say my life is out of balance because I'm constantly in a gym, or on a golf course, or on a softball field, or at my ex-wife's house. Wherever it may be, it's part of my balance. And my balance is going to be different than everybody else's in this room, there's no doubt about it. Everyone's is different. But I know where balance comes from. Balance, for me, comes from asking for help. Asking for help with all areas of my life. And it comes from beginning to ask for help by staying clean for one day. That's the bottom line. That's what they told me when I got here, that you ask to stay clean for one day. And everything else will come in time. And it's beginning to. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I know all there is to know about balance. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that I know all there is to know about anything in Narcotics Anonymous. Because part of my balance is remaining teachable. Being willing to listen to someone else. Tell me where they're coming from in their life and what they're doing about getting on a more even keel. And see, for me, that's what it's all about, balances. It's not about feeling so good that I got to crash. And it's not about feeling so bad They gotta try and crawl out of that hole that I was in for 20 years. It's all about staying kinda even and feeling a little good once in a while and a little bad once in a while and just keeping it there. And it doesn't happen. I don't stay balanced all the time. Lately I've been a little crazy. People that I sponsor know that more than anyone else. And it's because my balance is off. It's because I've chose to put my higher power on the back burner while I deal with other issues in my life. And I know from being here that that doesn't work. If I don't take care of first things first and get on my knees and ask for help, then everything else is going to be off. And I feel that I have three balances in my life. I have an emotional balance, I have a spiritual balance, and I have a physical balance. And I can't get them all together. And I don't think I ever expect to. That's real hard. My physical balance would be, you know, how many meetings I went to as opposed to how many times I played softball. This is not a scale. You know, I can't put three softball games against three meetings and come out even. See, because three meetings will always outweigh three softball games. You know, one meeting will outweigh 10 softball games. So it's not about looking at numbers for me. It's about feeling. I didn't know what I felt like. Well, I did know what I felt like when I got here. And I'm not going to swear today, so I'm not going to tell you what I felt like. But you know. If you're sitting in these rooms today, you know what I felt like the day that I got here. And I can tell you that from coming to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, and a lot of them when I first got here, I don't feel that way today. I haven't felt that way since the day I got here. It has progressively gotten better. And yes, it goes back once in a while. But as long as I keep working towards a goal, it continues to get better. They told me that I don't ever have to feel that way again. And I don't want to. I had no balance when I first got here either. I talked about not having balance when I was out there, and I didn't have any balance when I got here. They told me to do 90 meetings in 90 days and went to over 200. But that's not balance. But that's what I needed. I didn't need balance when I first got here. I needed to concentrate on going to meetings and not getting high. And I didn't only do that for 90 days. I went to a meeting every day for well over a year. Well over a year. I was still going to meetings 10 a week at over 2 years. And if anyone talks to me today about the balance that I have in my life, I will tell them that you don't know when I did all of those things. See, because today Narcotics Anonymous has freed me up enough to be able to do some of the things that I want to do. And yet it hasn't freed me so much that I don't need to come here. I still need to sit my butt in a meeting more often than I need to be on a softball field. I still need to sit my butt in a meeting more often than I need to be bowling or on the golf course or anywhere else. Because without this program, I have no balance. I have no good feelings. I have no family. I have no job. I have nothing. Nothing. I revert instantly back to the shell of a person I used to be when I got here. So for me today, it's about seeking a balance. It's about doing enough meetings to feel good most of the time. And I know somebody had told me one time that said if you felt good all of the time, they would lock you up because there'd be something wrong with you. People do not feel good all of the time. You have a death in the family, you don't feel good. You know, a lot of things happen. Whether you're in recovery or whether you're not, a lot of things happen in life and you don't feel good. That doesn't mean that I have to feel bad so much. When I felt bad when I was out there using, I felt bad for a long time. I would get into a depression and I would be there for months. When I first came around, I got into a depression and I would be there for weeks. And after I had a little bit of time, I would get into depression and I would be there for days. Now I get into depression and it's not even a day most of the time. The last serious depression I had was for 2 days. And that's a miracle. That's balance. That's not 3 months of sitting there wanting to kill myself, and I've been there. I don't want to do that anymore. God's given me a lot here. You know, I talk about my higher power, and what I say is that as long as myself and my higher power are satisfied, then the world is okay. And that's part of my balance. Part of my balance is being okay with myself and having the faith that my higher power is okay with me too. And that makes me feel all right. And see, for me today, it's not just about staying clean. That is the most important thing. But it's about how do I feel today. It's about how much can I grow today. It's about dedicating my life to Narcotics Anonymous, service in Narcotics Anonymous, people in Narcotics Anonymous, because this is what gave me the feelings that I have today. It's all programmed. When I got here, somebody had said to me, they said, that place brainwashed you. You're exactly right, and that's exactly what I needed. No. What I do today is program. And I talked about it a little bit this morning. It's not like I just do program here. You know, I take program to work with me, and we try and take it home. And somebody was saying this morning about how hard it is to take it home. Yeah, because the people at home know what I used to be. And the people here know what I am today. And balance is finding the person for both ends of that. Balance is letting the people know that used to know what I used to be like, trying to let them know what I am today. And balance is trying to let the people know what I'm like today, what I used to be like. See, because I'm not like this all the time. Sometimes I'm like I used to be. Sometimes I like I want to be. Sometimes I'm like I am. That's not easy to figure out. That's not easy to deal with. But it's okay. It's better than getting high. It's better than getting high. Everything that I have done in Narcotics Anonymous is better than getting high. And I don't care how painful it's been. And I don't care how much work it is. When I speak, I tell people that I got here the day before I died. And if you've seen me, you would believe it. I weighed 163 pounds. I didn't care to eat. I didn't care to do anything. I just cared to get high. I heard somebody speak in a meeting, and I think it was last night, about caring for other people. And I can remember that the first time that happened to me in Narcotics Anonymous, I was sitting in a meeting, and this little girl was sharing about her pain, and my palms were sweating, and my heart was pounding out of my chest. And I couldn't believe that I felt that for someone else, because I never felt it for myself until I got here. Balance for me today is all about getting better. Balance for me today is all about getting better slow. See, because when I got here, I wanted to be better yesterday. You know? And part of my balance comes in with being willing to take my time with getting better. Because it's like anything else, anything that I rush at, I don't do too well. Today I've been taught willingness from Narcotics Anonymous. Willing to take what comes when it comes. Willingness to not buy into other people's insanity keeps my balance. I've seen a lot of crazy things go on here this weekend. You know, stuff that's happened to people on the way up, stuff that's happened to people since they've gotten here, the insanity that they put into their lives. Part of my balance comes from not buying in. That they have a right to be crazy. And that they have a right to do whatever they need to do, but I don't have to get there. Willing to let other people grow at their own pace. You know, when I first started sponsoring people, I wanted them to be well now. It doesn't happen. It didn't happen for me. I was sick, I am sick, and I always will be sick. That's right. But I'm not as sick as I used to be. You know? And it's okay today. It's okay today. Balance for me comes from accepting myself as I am for today. Because I'm not going to be this way tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be just a little bit better. And why I can hope for that is because that's one of the things I ask for when I get on my knees in the morning. Is I ask God to please make me a little bit better of a person today than what I was yesterday. Because they also told me when I got here that I couldn't remain the person that I was when I got here, because if I did, I would get high again. See, and I know the pain of getting high. And I know what it takes to stay clean for a day. And when I first came around, my sponsor asked me if I was willing to go to any lengths to stay clean, and I said yes. And if anyone in this room asked me the same question today, I would say yes. I do not care what it takes, I will do it. We talk about balance. Where can I find the balance in service for Narcotics Anonymous? For me, I don't think there is such a thing, because I can never, no matter what I do, give enough back to Narcotics Anonymous for what it has given to me. So I become involved with my group. I become involved with my area. I become involved with the region. Because it puts me in the middle of Narcotics Anonymous where I need to be. And I'm not sure, but I have the faith in a power greater than myself that what I'm doing is the right thing for me and for Narcotics Anonymous. And that as long as I'm willing to do that, then I will find balance. And I don't think it's ever going to be in the numbers. 3 meetings and 3 of this, and 2 meetings and 2 of that. It's not in the numbers. Not for me yet, anyway. You know, when I started to seek balance, it was like I was doing 10 meetings a week, so I cut to 7. Well, I'm doing okay with 7, I cut to 4. Well, I'm doing okay with 4, I cut to 2. That doesn't work. I tried it. It's as many meetings as I need to feel good most of the time. That's balance. That's my definition. And as long as I'm okay with it, and my higher power is okay with it, then everybody can think whatever they like. Because I know. Because I feel it. Because I work for it. And because God gives it to me. Because there's nothing I've been able to do here without the higher power. Nothing. When I first got here, I stayed clean for 3 months and was suicidal because I didn't have that contact with a higher power. I thank God that I found that. I thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. I thank God for everybody in the halls, whether I know them or I don't. Thank God I'm clean today. Thanks for letting me share.